John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
It's going to be a beautiful weekend in Philadelphia. Why not go see a comedy show? And a great one is in town tonight and tomorrow at Helium Comedy. You can always get tickets through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. That great one, it will be hosted by Kyle Kinane. He is our guest this morning, and it has been, we were just talking about this, 10 years. 10 yeah. years since you've been in the studio with us. All right. Did we insult you in some way?
I thought maybe I insulted you. I don't know. You
know. No. I mean, the last time I saw you, we were doing that videotaping at Helium that Saturday afternoon. We did that thing, that stand up sit down, you and I.
Really? I don't know if you've gotten to the point where, like, I don't rely on my memory for anything anymore. And I'm kind of like, before it was like kind of funny, like, oh, I can't believe I must have had a real good time partying. Like, now I just don't remember basic stuff.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, I'm getting a little sketchy. Like, well, we did a video thing. I'm going to agree with you on that. Oh, sure. Yeah. Oh, it was a great time, right?
It was terrific.
Yeah. I didn't say anything terrible.
No, not at all. Not at all. All right. As a matter of fact, one of the things that I remember the most of that video is I asked you about, like, what was the funniest joke or something that you had ever heard? And it had something to do with Ray Parker Jr.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it was Andy Ritchie, R.I.P. Andy Ritchie is a great comic. He unfortunately passed away. But he had a joke about what if Ray Parker Jr. recorded the song Ghostbusters without a movie called Ghostbusters ever existing. And he's just in the studio. I'm like, all right, Ray, we're rolling whenever you're ready. And he's like, I ain't afraid of no ghosts. And like, all right, cut. You okay, Ray? What, are you doing all right, man? What's this whole thing about ghosts? I'm like, oh, man. Oh, yeah. That joke, and a fellow named Matt Knudsen has a great joke about how, imagine ordering everything you got at a buffet if you had to order that through a server. I'm just like, okay, I'd like 2 chicken tenders, a handful of cream corn, some diced ham cubes that I'll put in a hard shell taco. I'll take one bite of that, realize it's a bad idea, send it back immediately. Like, just the entire, for dessert, yes, I'll have all of it. I'll have a chocolate milk with some Jello cubes I'll put into it just for experimenting. Oh, comedy's fun.
So you're not living in L.A. anymore?
I'm just up in Oregon. I'm just,
well, that explains the plaid. Okay.
You know, they give you one when you get up there. It's not bad. I needed things to slow down. Uh-huh. I was in LA. I needed life to slow down a little bit. I got a yard and a stray cat now. I'm uh-huh. all right with it.
Okay.
Some guns. You uh-huh. know, I'm really fitting in up there.
Okay.
Yeah.
How is the difference for you? I mean, you're originally from Chicago. You're a city kid. You would go to L.A., still in the city, not like Chicago.
Yeah.
Right? You know, do you ever get that city feel when you're in L.A.? My son was living there for years, not far from where you were living.
It's spread out. I didn't realize I had, like, mild tinnitus until I moved to Oregon. Because I was never around quiet enough. And now, like, I live in the suburbs of Portland, and at night it's quiet. And I'm like, what's that sound? I'm like, oh, that's my ears. It's hearing damage. Because in L.A., I was like, oh, you just had leaf blowers and sirens and people screaming. Like, you never had actual silence to have anything to juxtapose your hearing damage with. So I'm like, oh, that's the ringing's me. That's me standing in front of concert speakers for 20 years of my life.
Yeah. Can you thank the band that really hurt your hearing? Because I know who mine was.
Wow. You know what? I don't know if it'd resonate with the listeners here. There's a band called Hot Water Music that I saw at a small venue, and it was one of those, like, this is a bad idea. Like, I don't know if you remember that moment. You're like, I love rock and roll. I'm having beers and nothing's better. These are the best times of my life. And then there's that one concert. You're like, this isn't good. Yeah. I think I got to stand outside. I don't even smoke anymore, but I'm going to go have a cigarette. That's doing less damage to my body than just standing inside of the speaker.
I've already hit the bathroom and rolled up TP.
Oh, I've done that.
Yeah, I have no shame.
Yeah, that's my move.
You have to.
Yeah, that's my move.
Well,
that was the good thing about smoking is because if the music got too loud, you pull out a couple of cigarettes, right? Pull the filters off of them.
Oh, God, this is way worse than
pull the filters off. filters off.
I thought I was going to be shamed.
No, don't pull the filters off of them. You know, and it's cotton, and you just put it in your ears. And like, oh, this is great.
That's a whole new kind of cancer.
Yeah.
You got cancer from smoking. Oh, lung cancer? No, it was in his ears. It was real weird. Yeah. Went deaf from smoking. It's a long story.
I was at a class show, and I was in like the 10th row in front of the PA. Right, and afterward, we go back to meet the band.
Yeah.
Right, and my ears are ringing so much, I just see people's mouths moving.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah. That. And 2 days later, the ringing was still going on. And that's why, I'll blame the Clash for this hearing.
Well, that's a good story. You lost your hearing from the Clash. I think the first time I remember that happening, I was at a Poison and Warrant show.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So, Clash is a way cooler. Why did you pass that hearing test? Saw the Clash back in 78. Hey, Kyle, why is your hearing bad? I saw Poison and Warrant. And I went to a diner afterwards, and the same thing. I just remember the waitress looking at me and moving her mouth and like pointing at a menu. I'm like, is this going to be like this forever? Oh, God. We were talking about how long ago it was here. That was 91, I think, I saw that concert.
Wow.
Okay. I just remember it was like the first rock concert I went to, and it was in, you know, like it was whatever stadium is called now, like the... the Kellogg's Rice Krispie Treat Stadium or whatever it's called now. And I just remember not realizing before the show starts why the whole stadium would like cheer at one section. And it's because a woman would be flashing. And I was like 12.
Okay.
Wow. Or 13. Right. And I just remember freaking out because of knowing that a woman's boobs were out behind me. I'm just like, man, these guys are really excited. Like, no, there's a girl that took her boobs out behind you. I'm like, it was real boobs in my vicinity, and I didn't see
real boobs. Like I was running around.
I think I lost my mind at that moment. Like they're right behind me, and I didn't see them. This is the worst day of my life.
Would you react the same way today?
Yes,
as you did, and I would because I would.
Absolutely.
I missed the boobs behind me.
Yeah, that doesn't happen anymore. I feel like
And you know what? That good for them for having some self respect, and I also mean don't notice it. I just feel like I'm still a simple. Man,
yes.
I'm like, what? Oh, yes, thank you.
Bless sure, I want to see him.
Bless your heart, also believe in yourself more. You don't need to do that. But if you were to not believe in yourself, I'm there to
to believe in you.
Look at you, but then also be disappointed. What would your parents think?
I remember going to Ozfest, bringing my son. At the time, he must have been 12 or so. Right,
and his
friend, and we're both at the Ozfest, and we're standing at the station booth at the event, and some girl comes over to her, would you sign me? And I went, what?
And she
whips one out and asks me to sign her breast. And I hear my son's friend staring to him and go, your dad has the coolest job ever.
Your dad rules.
I don't think that that's the kind of audience I usually attract for my stand-up, but once in a while it happens, and I'm like, I am a happily spoken for man, and I'm going to shake your hand, young lady. There is social media, and pictures get out, and I don't need that kind of headache. Right. I don't need, I you know, thank you for appreciating what I do.
Are you married?
No, but I'm in a long-term relationship.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah, I do. I even say it out loud. I say Christian hands when I'm taking a picture to make sure everybody sees both of my hands whenever I'm with somebody in a photo. Both of my hands are up, hovering above the shoulder. Right. I'm like, Christian hands, everybody.
You know what? That's because I'm usually like this. I got both hands behind my back.
Yeah, see, then they can Photoshop
if it's
that.
A guy,
you can even
if it's
see
a
your
guy.
Collarbones up. Christian hands are up top.
Yeah, if it's a guy, you got your arm around him. Yeah, bud, right?
Yeah,
it's a girl's like, okay.
There's a beer in this hand. You know, that one's occupied. The other one's waving or something. Just let you know. I don't need social media to create more headaches than it's worth, I think. What's going on in this photo? I don't know. There's a Photoshop's going on in that photo. That's going on.
That's it, honey.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Kyle Kinane is going to appear tonight and tomorrow for two shows at 7:30 and 10 o'clock. Tickets are available through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. When is the next Kyle Kinane special? I went looking yesterday. I said, gee, I haven't seen Kyle in a while. Let me see what he's up to. And the most recent thing that I found was you did season two of the stand-ups, and that was I haven't seen a new special, or at least online.
Well, it's you know, that season 2 of the stand-ups was the last kind of, I guess, sanctioned item I did. Then I recorded an album that came out, an audio album that came out in 2020. And then just 3 weeks ago, they're like, oh, you know, we had a camera going at the club when you recorded that. Let's put that on YouTube. And that's already got like 300,000 hits
in
a couple of weeks.
All right.
That's called Trampoline in a Ditch. That one's, it has no meaning. I follow a Twitter account called the Sheboygan Scanner. It's just a police scanner from Sheboygan, Wisconsin.
Okay.
And it's always, it's because it's so banal. I'm like, oh, you know, the, you know, man is lightheaded at the pizza ranch in Oostburg. I'm like, this is the kind of information I need. That, and one of them was just like, they put the address and like trampoline in a ditch. And I was like, that's so poetic without trying. Like, it means so much. Like, you know, you're trying so hard just to see the world, but your thing's in a ditch anyway. You're only seeing the horizon. It's just, it took on a life of its own. So that's it. That special is called Trampoline Ditch. And I just recorded a new one in May that will be out hopefully by the fall.
Okay. All right.
And I don't know if I have a title for that.
I have missed you, sir. I have missed
likewise,
you.
Likewise.
All right. The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.